This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Donald Trump blasted Democrat Joe Biden yesterday for not speaking out against protests across the country. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Down on his law and order agenda 9 weeks ahead of the election, President Donald Trump blasted Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and Democratic mayors from the White House briefing room late Monday.
The rioters and Joe Biden have a side. They're both on the side of the radical left.
The president went on to accuse Biden of aligning himself with the violence that has broken out in cities across America.
For months, Joe Biden has given moral aid and comfort to the vandals, repeating the monstrous lie that these were peaceful protests. They're not peaceful protests.
Trump said the protests are all taking place in Democratic-run cities. Mike Gracia, Washington.
In a speech yesterday at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, however, Mr. Biden defied the president's accusations of being in sympathy with the looters.
Rioting is not protesting. Looting is not protesting. Setting fires is not protesting. None of this is protesting. It's lawlessness, plain and simple. And those who do it should be prosecuted.
The former vice president gave his reason for the president's accusations.
He's supposed to be protecting this country, but instead he's rooting for chaos and violence. The simple truth is, Donald Trump failed to protect America. So now he's trying to scare America.
Pennsylvania is one of the most sought-after so-called swing states. Both President Trump and Mr. Biden may need to win the election in November. Some residents in Kenosha, Wisconsin have indicated they fear a planned visit by President Trump days after unrest over a police shooting may stir more emotions. He's scheduled to visit there today. This is VOA News.